out in there. Weather-wise today in Tamaki Makaurau, and, gee, it's been a long time since I've been able to say how it's going to be a fine day. But it is nice, lovely at the moment. Southwesterlies, fresh for a time, the Savo, to 14 degrees. Our expected high down to 6 degrees overnight. And a partly cloudy Wednesday is in store. High tides today, Waitemata Horiki Gulf, just after 11, and at Unihunga today, just after 2 o'clock. Joining us this hour, Dr. Shane Vetti first up, and we'll be talking with Barney Thomas as well from Te Whenua Mara in Motueka. They're preparing to welcome the first whānau tenants of their new 20-home papakāinga. We'll talk with Sarah Dalton. Senior physicians and dentists have overwhelmingly decided to strike for the first time, and that's over broken pain in negotiations. Sarah Dalton is the Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists. Be talking with us just after our 8:30 news bulletin. You're 6:03. Thanks so much for joining us. Dr. Shane Retti is with us for a kōrero today. Hey, Shane, tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Shane, you'd be encouraged by the most recent polling, but I know that there's still a long way to go here, but some encouraging signs for you.
Yeah, look, it is still a long way to go, and there's a lot of hard work still to do, but it is quietly encouraging that we're resonating with parts of the public. But you know, we get up each day and just keep doing the work in front of us to try and make a difference. But yes, it is quietly encouraging.
Tēnā koe. Senior hospital doctors, dentists voting to strike. Does this surprise you?
Well, this is now almost the whole health workforce has been on strike over this past 6 years. And I can't recall when senior doctors, the SMO, senior medical officers, I can't recall when they ever went on strike. So this is a very unusual and very serious step for them to take, and they would not have taken it lightly. I understand their frustration. What they see is 486 million of failed health reforms, hundreds of millions of expiring rat tests, and they say, are we being valued, or is the ideology and poor and reckless spending being valued instead? And I'm sure that's what brings them to the very serious step for them to take to consider going on strike.
Tēnā koe, Shane. Can we talk about the party, Nationals, kaupapa, to restore prescription fees for those, and I don't know if that's universal or whether it would be targeted, but that should free up some pūtea to put towards cancer treatments. Can you shed some light for our listeners on this approach, please?
Sure. So when Labor said they'd remove the $5 prescription pay for everyone, the outstanding question they need to answer was why the wealthiest New Zealanders should receive exactly the same copay relief as the most vulnerable. Tell me what equity principle you're applying there, because there is none. And it was called out by media and called out by others as this does not make sense. So what we've said is we will target the copay relief. We do think there are people where that is a hurdle who would benefit, even though 20 prescriptions in a family at $5 means the rest of the year is free. They can still be a burden for some. And we think those who are burdened the most are those who are community service card holders and our older people over 65, the super gold card holders. So we've said we think you need copay relief. What that then did was free up $300 million. And what we announced yesterday is that we will fund the 13 cancer treatments that Australia funds that we do not, that the Cancer Agency says has substantial clinical benefit. And two of those treatments, Dale, actually are qualified by the Cancer Agency as being curative. That's for melanoma, actually. And what that means is that people who have an advanced stage of melanoma have their primary tumour removed, and sometimes some regional lymph nodes as well. If they go on these treatments, the Cancer Control Agency considers their pathway to be curative. Well, that's a big step to make, Dale. And I know overnight, Bowel Cancer New Zealand, Lung Cancer Foundation, and Melanoma New Zealand, their peer support platforms have just been humming, apparently, because everyone is so excited at this proposition. And this is part of a wider program that we have to lift the cancer bar for New Zealanders, because clinicians have told us that they need more tools to do a better job, on cancer, they've told us that there are 1,500 New Zealanders who die each year for conditions, similar conditions that Australians would not die from. And so we've taken all that on board and we agree with them and we want to help clinicians raise the bar on cancer management.
Tēnā koe. You, in the health sector, well, we've touched on a couple of things. Addressing problems in the Māori health sector seems to be, well, an answer from National is to just shut down Taka Whai Ora. I noticed that you attended the New Zealand Initiative Forum on Healthcare, where a Professor Gorman said that we're already the most centralised health system in the world. Does Taka Whai Ora fit in here, or would the scrapping of Taka Whai Ora centralise it even more?
No, quite the reverse. Professor Gorman said that, as you say, correctly reporting here, that we are now the most centralised health system in the world. And someone from the floor raised the question, what about the NHS? And he said, no, some of their hospitals are independent. That's a very big statement to make. And a core difference in thinking between us and the Labor government. Labor government has centralised health. We want to do the opposite. We want to devolve health with autonomous decision making as close to the home and the hapū as we possibly can. So a key difference here in how we will approach health. And having just mentioned the cancer policy which we brought forward yesterday, can I point out that Māori feature high in all of the cancer statistics and one would expect would benefit most from that sort of policy announcement. Just saying.
If you shut down Taka Whai Ora, don't you just have the same Māori health problems or health problems that disproportionately affect our people and have always done so?
No, not at all. No, not at all, because we'll devolve authority and we'll devolve decision-making further out to the regions and, like I say, as close to the home and the hapū as possible. We won't have a Māori health authority holding all of the Māori health contracts and commissioning authority in central Wellington. So quite a different approach. We believe that local people know best what is best for them and that they should have decision-making to enable that.
So you would see an improvement in Māori health by that approach?
That will be one of the measures that we'll hold ourselves accountable for.
How will you evaluate that?
We'll measure immunisations for a start, and we'll probably start at the 2-year immunisation rate. And we'll make that a target, we'll make that a policy direction, and we'll hold ourselves accountable to those figures.
Will your caucus, and I'm assuming that should you get the reins of power, you'd become the Minister of Health, support initiatives specifically targeting Māori health that our people might be anticipating you would advance?
We're already on the record, certainly during COVID, I'm already on the record writing to the Minister of Health backing our Māori health providers, pleading with him as it was at the time to support and provide any resources necessary to help them do the job which they can uniquely do. So already on record with that. We're already on record saying we will devolve and decentralise health and indeed a number of other portfolios as well, because we believe local people know what's best for their local needs and local aspirations.
Tēnā koe. You're cognizant of wanting to protect the hearing capabilities of New Zealanders. Does Shane Jones' TikTok offend your tālinga?
So remember, I competed against Shane in 2017. It was Shane versus Shane in Whangarei. And the people of Whangarei spoke. And at a Meet the Candidates, Shane also broke into song. All I will say is that my election prospects increased when he did that.
Yeah, good on you. It doesn't encourage you to put a TikTok effort together yourself, Shane.
Our margins increase the more Shane sings.
Good on you, Shane. Good catching up with you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, buddy. Goodbye.
Okay, see you, Shane. Shane, let's see.